Hey everybody, it's Jamel from the 720 Podcast.
This is Pablo.
This is HBK.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free.
There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will then distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more.
You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place.
So make sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the 720 Podcast, episode 1. My name is Jamel.
I'm Pablo.
And this is HBK Lee.
All right, today we're about to be talking about a bunch of different stuff, a bunch of crazy stuff. Let's go and get right into it. Yeah. It's about this coronavirus, man.
Oh, man. Are y'all self-quarantined?
Trying the best.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. I feel like I'm just not going to catch it. I don't know why I feel like that, but I'm not.
Which is kind of weird. It's like, I be leaving, and I'm supposed to be, you know, locked down instead of there. But, like, every time I leave, I just feel like it's in my lungs. I just feel like a weird feeling in my lungs. I know I ain't got it, what? But
that's,
I just...
That's a crazy thing.
It's the weird feeling.
Me and Pablo were in the Walmart. You mean, I told you about that time. Yeah. It was right there. It was right when everything, before everything started really getting crazy, all the pandemic craze and everything like that, we were at Walmart looking at the eggs and everything like that. Some guy came up right there. No, I think it was a biscuit. Some guy came up right there and just made the nastiest cough with a bunch of phlegm and everything to it. And I can put that on everything. I thought I had the coronavirus right then and there.
Yeah, it's weird because I swear, I think it was that night. In the middle of my sleep, I woke up for a little bit and I swear, I felt like I was dying. Like, I could not breathe or anything. I was rolling over in the covers and shit.
I already told y'all, like, what I said. If I was dead, every day, I was with my friends the other day. We was, like, at Walmart. We was, like, I think we was trying to get something. I forgot what we was getting. I think we was trying to get cash up. I just heard down the aisle, somebody made a nasty call. I looked at my homies. We turned around and just left out.
So you can't do it, man. Everybody got to take precautions and stuff
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. I hate when people get all defensive. Like, they be like, I just cough. I swear I don't have the... You're not supposed to cough at a time like this.
It's crazy because I know you're not supposed to cough at a time like that, but it's like... In the times when you're not supposed to cough, that's when I want to cough the most.
That's exactly. like my throat. Like, you just get like an itch in your throat. You gotta hold it. Like, I remember I was getting my haircut with Jamel, and like, I texted him. I was excited to share. I was like, bro, I gotta cough bad.
I was like, don't do that
shit. He was like, don't do that shit.
Niggas gonna hit you right in your neck.
Everybody just gonna cut all my hair off. I'm just gonna be bald.
Like, man, fuck nah. I ain't taking no type of no.
Like, how would you feel if he made a big scene? He just, like, he went to the bathroom.
What the fuck? Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Like, just pour, like, a whole box of hand sanitizer on me. Beat me up.
Damn, I wouldn't be able to help out anything.
Exactly. Like... You probably would just be watching. Like, that's what I'm saying. You're not supposed to cough at a time like this, especially in public. You know, you can cough at home. Because, like, that's where you say you can cough at home, but, like,
I ain't gonna cough at home. Let me catch a nigga coughing at home.
That's what I'm saying. We got kids in the house. Kids running around, nasty as hell, playing and different all types of stuff. But kids is nasty, bro.
I know y'all hear what they're saying and everything like that, which is kind of crazy. Is that this disease was man-made and everything like that.
I've been hearing that a lot. Did y'all see that, like, that video of this dude? It was like, he was like recording this Netflix movie that was made like in 2018.
Oh yeah, and it was talking about the coronavirus, like, COVID-19.
Yeah, COVID-19. It was called COVID-19 coronavirus, and basically the movie was made in 2018, and basically it was like some man-made virus is supposed to like infect like 90% or something like that, 90% of the world or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's like they was talking about this in 2018. It's 2020. So I just like when I seen it, I was like, I don't like to believe in conspiracy theories and stuff like that, but that kind of shook me a little bit. I was like, well, damn.
Wait, is this on Netflix? Is it called The Outbreak?
I forgot. I thought
it was Pandemic or something like that.
I remember seeing something like that, but it said it was like made in 1990-something.
No, this was like a foreign movie. It's like a Chinese movie.
Oh.
It was like, you could see,
way it looked. Yeah, I mean, I ain't trying to be racist or nothing, but I mean, I knew what was going on.
Yeah. No, it's like, I don't know, they said they called it coronavirus. They had like all the terms and slangs and stuff for it.
That's what it's all about now.
Yep.
It's weird because I heard like a lot of things about it. Like, it was man-made. Some scientists had it in lab, like, fell down with the glass and just affected everybody and stuff
some,
like that.
Some movie stuff.
Yeah, and then I heard, I don't know, my friend Gio was telling, I was with him and his friend, and he was telling me that, like, I don't know, his conspiracy was that, like, that the Chinese made it to get back at Donald Trump. Like,
that makes no sense.
Trying to basically kill him.
Donald Trump has been going crazy.
Yeah, man.
He was like, he was just called like the China virus. That boy Donald was ridiculous.
Boy said the Kung Fu flu.
He said the Kung Fu flu.
He really said that?
Yes.
He said
the Kung Fu flu.
I have never in my life.
That boy crazy, man.
I remember in, he was giving a, what was it called? Like a speech or something, whatever. And he called it the Chinese virus.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
Like,
can't be nothing up like that as a president.
I mean, it has a name for a reason.
I mean, that's also why I'm afraid for this nigga Joe Biden, because, man, that boy been looking like a goof in his interviews, man.
Really?
I mean, y'all should already know my stance, man. It's Bernie. It's Bernie all day, you dig?
Yes, sir. Bernie 2020.
You motherfuckers got to feel, motherfuckers gotta feel that burn, you dig?
Honestly, yeah. Now, they just said, hold on, it was like, they said something about Bernie Sanders. It was like he is like the Russian spy.
Russians, what?
Like, as soon as he get in there, he gonna make
it. Oh, it's start like
he gonna turn us into communists and stuff. I'm like, what?
It's cause, I mean, that's why they're trying to scare people with that type of stuff and everything like that.
That would be crazy.
Can't be doing that.
I mean, the fact that he claims he's not a Democrat or Republican, it just makes me feel weird. I feel like he probably could be Joe Biden if he just had that title.
Yeah.
I'm gonna rock with him. See what he got in his pocket. See what he got going on.
Yeah, I think. Wait, has all that stuff been canceled?
What stuff? Oh, like the all debates those, and stuff.
Yeah.
I think.
No. Nah. Well, I mean, they did the last one with nobody there. It was just there. Honestly, it went really smooth. Honestly, smoother right there. It wasn't a lot of people interrupting each other. We got that segment. They all did their talking for based off the topic. And it went smooth. Now, I think that's how it should be.
Wait, no one was there, right?
Yeah, nobody was there. It was just the mediators and stuff like that. They were all the people.
Have you guys been seeing, like, how Greensboro, like the governor, like I don't know, like, they'll speak on with like what they're going to do to go on with the coronavirus and stuff? They'll be, like, spread out and stuff?
Yeah.
Right. Currently, yeah. I was in my dad's house in Reedsville, and, like, they had something on TV. It's like they panned over to the dude talking. He was answering questions, and he, like, he called really nasty, and, like, I just remember, like, seeing the eyes and, like, the other people that was on the board with him. I was like, okay.
What the hell?
Honestly, they was like, oh, this nigga tripping.
Oh, man.
Oh, back to the coronavirus and everything like that. Back to conspiracy and everything like that. You know, this kind of seems a little fishy. Like, it kind of sounds a little stupid. Probably not real anything like that. But it really does seem like that this was, like, I don't know, I guess something for population control or something like that.
Yeah, people said something about population.
And you got to think about it. If you think about it, it really does make a lot of sense, especially because how many people are in China and everything like that. And it's wiped out a lot.
Like, yeah, that does make sense. But what was the name you called it?
The Kung Fu Flu?
No, you compared it to...
Oh, the Thanos snap.
Get rid of
half the people on this earth. You got to think about it, because it's wiping Italy out. Italy is getting wiped out.
It's like a lot of people in the world that just keep dropping.
Yeah,
but Italy's the worst.
Aren't we at 3,000 deaths right now? No. Somebody look up how many deaths we got in here.
How many deaths we got?
It's a lot. I swear it's like 3,000. We're not too sure, but I know we got a lot. Like, and they say it's supposed to get even bigger. And then what's that dude named Dr. Fauci? Something like that.
What?
Yeah, I swear Dr. Fauci, the guy started talking and everything like that. He's like, it could come back in the fall.
Like, in the fall, still have it.
But I'm like, people just gotta,
get
their shit together.
Okay. That the heat would kill it, though?
Yeah, the heat apparently can't survive on the heat.
Is that true, though?
I don't know how true it is, because it's still, COVID-19 is still shrouded in mystery. There's not a whole bunch of people who have all the information and everything's going on. Like, people thought originally that it only lasts on surface for 3 days.
Okay, so... Yeah, I mean, I did hear that it does last...
It lasts 14, it lasts 14 days on the surface.
Like, a lot of days. And, like, you're not supposed to touch your face. Because, you don't know...
It's kind of weird to say, like, lasts on surface. So, if you have it and you're quarantined in your apartment, I think everything in your apartment is, like... coronavirus.
Most likely. That's like, cause I mean, like, if it lasts on the surface 14 days,
exactly. Because like, you have to think about what you touch on a daily basis. Because you touch things that you like, don't even realize you touch every day, but you touch it every day.
But like, is the virus on the outside? Like on my hands?
Apparently, it can just get on any surface like that. It can just. Yeah, it's on that surface and it's there.
For that's
like
scary.
A, that's kind of crazy to think about too. Like how much of the virus do you have? Like if you get it, it goes through your pores or something like that.
That
right?
I mean, like because I feel like you have to transfer it from your hands to your face. That's why they say like wash your hands and don't touch your face and do all that.
And the other scary thing about this virus is that it's like so many different people are having different symptoms. Some people are having where they can't smell or taste anything. Yeah. Some people straight up attacking their lungs and stuff like that, breathing.
Going back to the Netflix series, you say like it's a man-made virus that like it's specifically made to attack your lungs. So like that's why like it's such strong on like with, like respiratory terrible. Issues and stuff. So like, that's why people.
It's about to wipe the old people out.
Inside the world as of right now. Let me see.
People have asthma.
Oh yeah, man, wiped out. Let's see. That's what I said. It's really weaning out the weak. I ain't gonna cap with you. I said it, but even the strong people out here getting wiped out. Cause what was it? It was a fitness instructor that was fairly healthy, like is basically fighting for their life on ventilators and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh dang, man. That shit really gave him a motherfucking uppercut or something, man, and knocked them niggas out for real.
As of right now, is 853,436 cases in the world.
God damn. But we about to be 2 million. That's by myself. How many deaths?
Deaths in like total in the world? Mm-hmm. 41,990.
Sheesh. Well, it's not as bad as it could be, but
most of that's from Italy though. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say earlier, that Italy has like over 10,000 deaths.
That's crazy.
Yeah, death toll.
But it's wild that China has 81,518, and the United States have 184,796 cases.
And counting.
We have more than China.
We have way more than China.
I think that was today. That was in the news today. We're up there. We're getting up there.
We only had total deaths. We had 3,763.
Those cases.
Crazy. Those are deaths.
No, the first number you said.
Oh yeah, the first number I said cases was 184,796. That's the cases.
That is crazy. Yeah, man. That's crazy.
And actually, our numbers compared to China's, we're way above China and everything.
It's because people. I mean, you got to think about it. Like people in China, they were instructed. Like I'm not even. It's a little bit more lenient down here. People are still out here. I literally saw people having cookouts and everything like that.
Yeah.
People like are having.
People got to get their stuff together.
Now people are not gonna take it serious until they get sick.
And I'm telling you, and it's gonna take for people everybody to get sick. Cause I was like, man.
I did hear that as like one of the results that everyone's gonna get it, and like you know whoever survives.
That's tough, man.
Because it's spreading like hotcakes.
It's spreading like hotcakes.
In Italy, it is 105,792 cases. Death toll is 12,428.
That's 12,000. Damn.
Yeah, they have the highest death toll as of right now.
But it's a lot of old people.
It's a lot of old people. I feel like.
But like, which is crazy. I'm looking at this thing online.
Has it hit South America yet?
Yeah, it hit everywhere.
Everybody at least has one case.
That's crazy.
What's crazy is like I saw this coming. Whenever like all the China shit happened.
I knew
like someone's gonna come back. Someone's gonna have.
It's just the panic right there. But honestly, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess they were trying to go and get home to their families and everything like that, but. Quarantine, man, like social distance or something, man. Like this is affecting more than just everybody. Like, it's affecting people in school and everything now too. Mm-hmm. Like all the college students out of school now.
So Liberty University, it's a college, it's a private college in Virginia. They opened back up
this week, right?
After spring break.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
Like someone had it, and then like oh man, it was like spread I swear like hotcakes, man. They said like 15 people got it already.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Because they said the president opened it back up of the of the college.
That's stupid.
Saying that the liberals were over exaggerating.
Over exaggerating people.
People were just trying to get mad at Trump.
People are getting dead by this.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, they are getting dead by this.
Like, this is it's catching a lot of bodies.
But on a brighter note, the people that have recovered from it so far is 176,837.
Right, and that's what's crazy. You know, I never hear about anybody recovering.
Yeah, like the after effect. Like, everybody's like, oh, well, yeah, them niggas good. They good. Oh, or they died.
That's what I'm saying.
They keep on talking about the deaths.
So, like, it doesn't say, like, no, it doesn't say.
And it's like, they don't talk about the necessary steps. And, like, you know what, I kind of have to believe Cardi B a little bit that some of these celebrities are kind of faking. Is it for money or something like that? Just to like, I think it's not like they're probably getting a little paid a little bit, but they're also trying to fake it to spread a little bit of the awareness. Like, oh, anybody can get it. Because celebrities, honestly, if this is true and they get actually getting it like that, man, it's going to be crazy. They're going to keep on getting it. Because they're actually traveling. Us normal people, we don't get to travel like that.
They have to travel to get, like, they have to
get the point A to point B. And they're not going to, I mean, they'll take their cards if they want to, but most of the time they're out in the clubs and everything, do what they got to do. It's crazy.
What if I said that Tom Hanks was faking it, right? He never got it.
I'd be mad, man. That was a Tom. Because
I was worried.
I told you, if Tom Hanks died, I would cry. It's only a few celebrities I'll cry for. I ain't cry for Juice WRLD just because, I mean, no offense to Juice WRLD or anything like that, but, like, he knew what his drug habit was and everything like that.
I still am a huge Juice WRLD fan, and I have friends that are the same way. But, like, when he died, even the same thing with X, of course I was hurt. He was an idol.
Any death hurts you.
It's just like, I choose not to shed tears of people that didn't know me.
Yeah.
Or I didn't know them personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he got me, like, he could see me and, like, you know, like, I'm such a big fan. I can know all this about him, but he doesn't know one thing about me.
Yeah. He just knows you're a fan.
He just knows I'm a fan. Exactly. I'm just saying, like, I know he did, like, he could have done things to, you know, get in contact with his family, which he probably was doing. I probably just wasn't, you know, in there like that. But, like I said, he doesn't know me personally. Mm. Of course, I'm going to feel sad. You know, I'm going to send blessings to his family, of course. But
your condolences.
Condolences to his family and stuff like that. Because, yeah, it's a sad thing to lose somebody at such a young age.
Now, there is a death that I did cry, like, after the fact. It was cold because it was just so shocking and surreal that he just passed like that. Like, that's crazy. And I think it wasn't even the fact that he died. It was just the fact that, like, dang, his daughter's with him, too. Man.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, she had, like, I mean, not saying that nobody has a promising future, but she really was... like, really about to be the one taking over his legacy.
And that was crazy, because I was like, all right, that's just rumors. I was like, his daughter couldn't be with him. I was like, that's been crazy if his daughter was with him. Then actually, it was like, yeah, his daughter was with him.
And then it was messed up who the person that said that all of them were on there. Yeah. When him and Vanessa they said a thing that they made a vow not to ever ride a helicopter at the same time or anything like that. Okay. Just because of that reason. They don't want their kids to lose both of their parents. That'd have been detrimental.
Man. That'd have been
dirty, bro.
Terrible.
God works in mysterious ways.
That's
man.
What I'm saying. That's why I like the lesson that I think everybody should really just start picking up. Something like how I live, basically. You got to live in the moment.
Because
the future isn't promised. The next minute, the next second, any of that is not promised at all.
Yeah.
So it's better to just live in the moment. Take, you know, the obstacle God throws at you, like, step by step. Take it time at a time. You don't just rush everything. Don't worry about the future. Just everything. Just worry about today and the time that you have with the people that you love.
Yeah,
that's really why people need to start living like that. Going back to the coronavirus, social distancing.
Do that shit, man. Amen. Do this. Amen.
But
like we said, we're pretty close together. But I mean, I ain't heard nobody cough yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know most of my friends are good. I mean, it's just good to like be cautious about who you're around and who you see, like who you hang with, or, like where you be at.
Yeah. But, I don't know, man. I ain't gonna tell you. I ain't gonna lie to you. I miss hugs.
Cool. I miss hugs, too.
I ain't got a hug in a good minute. My own mama won't give me a hug.
We was in the store. We was in the store earlier. Like, I seen an old teacher. I ain't gonna really call her a teacher. But, what's up? She was in the school when I was in the school. The teacher, basically. I'm just saying, like, I'm not trying to... Yeah, but she was a teacher. She went to... Mendenhall school I used to go to.
Yeah.
And like I was like, usually every time I see her, I give her a hug or something like that. She was like I seen her, I was like, how you doing? Like she put a hand up, like,
Are you serious?
Yeah, I wasn't even going in for the hug, and I was like, I looked at her, like me and her both looked at each other, like, we hugging or not? And I was like, because I'm cool with not a hug. Because, you know.
Hey man, it's troubling times.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah,
was this today?
This was today, yeah. You was, I don't know where you went, but, like, yeah, I just, like, I was just going down the aisles, and I see, I happened to see you, and, yep.
That's crazy.
I don't know how to feel about with all the people wearing the protection like that.
I mean, it's been a huge debate. People are really pissed off with people wearing it and everything like that.
Yeah, they say you're, like, you're not supposed to wear it in case you're, like, having symptoms or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you got a cough, I mean, yeah, feel free to wear it. Yeah, wear it. But, I mean, if you're just trying to be over-precautious, I can see gloves, because, I mean, you touch a lot of things.
Yeah, you touch a lot of things. Like,
but the mask, I don't know, the mask makes people want to avoid you. Maybe that's what they're going for. And something like that.
Because, you know, for people that really need it.
Yeah, definitely.
And also, that...
Oh, quick, we got a little bit of a delay.
Oh, yeah.
But, what were we talking about?
The mask and stuff.
Yeah, the mask. Yeah,
I feel like it gives off, you know, a real bad... Like, people get scared when that happens.
Yeah.
Like, it makes people freak out.
I mean, I would understand. Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. Because, I mean, if I see people with masks, I'm going to think, like, oh, God, they got the coronavirus.
Yeah.
They just haven't really go get anything else. I'm like, you should be quarantining yourself inside of there and everything like that.
Or using gas to, you know.
Yeah,
definitely. Or, I mean, to using gloves to pump gas and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a smart thing to do because I was with my friend, like I said, I was with my friends, and like he put a glove on to pump the gas, because last time he did
definitely.
It, he got a lot of flack from my other group of friends for not using gloves. They was like, man, you don't know what people be doing today.
I mean, honestly, I mean, at this point, man, I mean, that should be every day, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
It's sad that it took this type of epidemic for people to be like, oh, we need to wash our hands. I'm like, you should have been washing your hands.
People can see people true colors.
I'm not gonna say that I wash my hands every single time I go to the bathroom, but I will tell you that if I know it's a mess, I'm making sure that I'm washing my hands. I mean, period.
I've always it's been like a huge thing since I was like legit to like wash my hands, really. It's like you done using the bathroom, wash your hands, stuff like that. But like just like how you said, you know, I don't wash it every time I use the bathroom, of course. But like that's like if I'm in a rush or something like that, and I only peed or something like that. Like I'll like try to put hand sanitizer on something. At least get my hands clean. But I remember my friend telling me, like he came over this one time. He was like, yeah, this is like
try to touch you with foul.
No. Nah, he wasn't trying. He was saying, like, they were talking to this girl, and she said, like, when she's at home, she never washes her hand at home.
What?
After she used the bathroom, it doesn't matter what she's been doing, she never washes her hand at home.
That's disgusting. So you're not,
this
what?
Guy told you this? That?
No, my friend, he came over here, like, they hang up with her, like, her every now and then. It's like when she, never mind. Yeah. But yeah, like, she said it, like, she never washes her hands at home.
How'd you do that? Like,
they're like,
that's when you see people with dirty fingernails.
That's what I'm saying, reach out for my hand, you got burn in your fingernails.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't no telling. You do a lot with your hands every day. There's nobody that you said, oh, I don't use my hands. So, use your hands for something every day.
Use your hands for something. Something.
I mean,
just use your hands. Like, what are you just, like, going to wake up and put your hands in your pocket for the rest of your day?
No, man. Even if they, you're still using your hands.
Exactly.
Do you think this whole thing made you wash your hands even more?
Yeah, a little bit more than the average. Yeah,
more than usual, of course.
It's crazy. It's not it's not a crazy amount of cases down here, but it is getting pretty hectic and everything like that. But yikes!
Wait, do you wash your hands with warm water or it doesn't matter?
I wash it with hot water.
Yeah, you're supposed to wash it with hot water. Like I know people that wash their hands in cold water because they don't like the heat like that.
I mean, I'm kind of one of those believers that feel like. Well, I remember somebody telling me this. It was like a scientist or something like that, saying like to kill germs, you have to, like the water has to be boiled.
That's what I'm saying. Like y'all wash my hands.
I
want
to scold my hands.
You're not.
That's what I'm saying. Like
you can't just
kind of crazy
expect
now.
Me to just like withstand all the heat.
Because like when we was at the barbershop, went there to wash my hands. Man, my shits was sizzling. I feel like man, my shits
came
were
back and
sizzling.
Told me. He's like. He touched the water.
That was the hottest mother. Like, I don't know what the hell is wrong with their water pressure or anything like that. And their heat to it. But that felt like I was literally sticking my hand in, like, some boiling water. I don't think it's supposed to be like that.
That's
like,
what it takes. That's why I personally don't wash my hands with hot water. Like, I would, but, you know.
Much more.
I just use a lot of soap, man. You wash it for, you know, 20 seconds.
Yeah, they say you're supposed to wash for, like, 20 seconds. They say you're supposed to sing song, yeah. Happy Birthday to yourself twice.
Happy Birthday.
I did twice. That once.
But no. I would rather, you know, get a decent washing with my hands. Just finish off with some hand. Wash, dry my shits off, and finish off with some hand sanitizer. Be global, you know? Mm-hmm. Just double layer protection, you know? Honestly, I think I'm going to try to invent some hand condoms or something like that.
Hand condoms. That's basically the glove. That's basically the glove.
That's what I'm saying. They don't know. They're just going to hear hand condom. Like, all right, man, I got to cop that.
Honestly, I'll buy that just
because. I'm about to trademark that. I'm about to give Dad to trademark it for me.
Ultra thin
hand condoms. Oh, man.
Ultra thin? What the hell? So it's just like you're having your regular hands?
Yeah, it's having your regular hands, but it's ultra thin. You don't feel anything. You don't feel nothing.
You can use your phone and everything.
And we're going to have like the icy hot ones.
Icy
hot. Bengay type. I'm going to have a one with a lot of ridges on it.
What would that one even be? Extra grip. Like extra grip?
Like what I'm telling you. I'm saying we can really be on to something right here. Like hand condoms, you got NFL athletes out here promoting it, using it to catch it. Make sure you catch gloves.
Freaking Michael Thomas.
Get a bunch of publicity.
I use these.
Bunch of publicity. I use these hand condoms.
We're going to trademark this before this gets posted.
That's what I'm saying. I say definitely.
Got to trademark that.
Dang. How's it feel not being in school, though, man?
Man.
It's crazy.
That's
senior year. It's like, I don't know. It's like, they just took it from us, really.
Yeah.
It's like, I was there that Friday. You know, it was like a regular Friday. People was like, oh, we may not be coming back. I'm like, yeah, right.
Yikes.
And then all of a sudden, it was Saturday. We had something at the house that day.
Oh, yeah. I think we had a little function
at the house that day.
Was I there?
Yeah, you were there. So, like, I think that was the same, like, that morning, I got the news. They was like, yeah, we're going to be out of school for, like, until, what was the first day they said? It was, like, April or something.
April, yeah.
It was like April, so it was like, all right, that's cool. And they changed it.
That'd be crazy. Y'all would have been going back, like, after this week type shit.
That's what I'm saying. We've been going back next week. And, like, actually, no, fun fact, spring break is next week.
Spring break is next week. That's crazy.
Yeah, I still got work. I don't know, bro.
Like, I would, like, they have us doing, like, online school and all that. I won't be doing it because I do it.
You better do it. It'd be messed up. They'd be like, oh, man, like. Oh, hey, you didn't do that? You didn't do that work? You didn't read that article?
I bet. I be doing it. It's just like, it'd be confusing because like they'll like send a file and you can't even download the file.
Yikes.
You can't even look at the file because they...
It's on the school.
It's like they're on like on the school.
That's so stupid. I don't get why they...
I don't know why they
did
that.
Why? Like they actually like, they act like people are really just going to use that. I mean, people might. I mean, to look up porn or anything like that.
Oop.
But, I mean, most people are going to use it for work-related stuff. Most people who, I mean, me personally, if I'm going to look at porn, I'm going to look at it on my phone. Simple as that.
Yeah, it's my phone.
I don't like to hold something in my lap and it possibly end up, like, I don't want to pay for a $1,000 computer and possibly end up nutting on my MacBook.
Or catching a virus.
Or catching a virus because of that nut.
I mean, you got to think about it. You know, sometimes you want to be comfortable.
Never. I don't think so.
No, I don't think like before.
I was trying to make it sound good.
Before I would do that, I would just look up porn on my TV.
Honestly, in my dad's house, I got an Xbox One. If they happen to go to my account and go to my Internet Explorer, man, they in for it.
I used to get it all the time, but it's like with videos and everything, because I was like, it's a different experience. Because like, imagine nobody's at the house. Playing porn full blast, hearing all the meat clenching.
I couldn't do that. Even like I've tried. I was at the home. I was at my dad. I don't know where the hell I was. I was home by myself, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna put porn on blast. Ooh. And like, I just felt weird. It's just like
you, yeah, like you're in there like, with them and stuff like that.
The suck their fucking dick.
Like, oh god, it was just like you just
come on my fucking chin.
Honestly, like, what?
I think there's a lot of added benefits to that too.
Like, yeah, like watching you know on a 70-inch
74K TV, fucking two hands stroking your meat.
Speakers booming,
hearing all the meat slapping.
Neighbors calling the cops, like, man, what the fuck
they
got
fucking
going on?
Real life.
Or, like, or like, you know, the people walking by.
It's like, what the fuck?
Man, the house is shaking from all the porn.
Crazy and shit.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. I probably bust the biggest nut ever. should be okay. One of my biggest nuts right there. Especially if I, because I, you can't two-hand stroke yourself when you got your phone in.
Of course not. You can, like,
I mean, not unless you, you know, you can hold your feet, pop your phone in your feet or something like that.
So if I ever, we walk in on somebody.
Oh, man, I'd be disturbed.
I don't know.
Like, that's why I said I'm so afraid just to tell my kids about porn and everything like that, because I feel like that's something you really do got to talk about.
I'm going to let my kids do how I did. No, I don't want that. No,
because then you're going to turn like,
I don't want my kids to be like.
Hey, I was a porn addict once upon a time. Like, I did.
Man. I always think about that, too. Like, I don't know. I learned everything on my own. Yeah, my parents, they were never the, you know.
Yeah, was it a sheltering, or was it like...
It's just, they
didn't feel the need to, so they just let you learn on your own.
More like, that's why I feel like I always have an awkward relationship with my parents, because, like, I feel like they knew about everything, but they just didn't... They probably didn't know how to explain it. And I feel like that's kind of weird.
My parents were,
you know,
kind of weird. Like, remember, at our old house, we used to stay on the east side. Well,
you know,
Willow Road.
Yeah.
And, like, it was broad daylight. I swear it was, like, a Sunday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, weekend. So, you know, we ain't got school or nothing.
Caught somebody masturbating.
No. It was, we had a weird house, you know, back then, you know, we had to live all tight together. So basically every room was connected. So I remember walking from my room across the bathroom into my mom's room. Mind you, it was broad daylight, the door's wide open, everybody's just all about around the house. It's porn just sitting on the TV.
Yeah,
porn just going on the TV. Yeah. I'm like, looking around, I'm a kid. I'm like, what is going on?
On your mom?
On my mom's TV.
Yeah, I do remember some shit like
it
that.
It was broad daylight. It's like in the afternoon, it was just porn. Like, it was just normal. I was like, okay, I don't know what that is, but I'm fucking with it.
But I mean, that's why I said I'm trying to do this NoFap challenge, because, nigga, I really feel like I do look at women in a weird fashion, like, and everything like that. Like, I feel like you objectify women once you're seeing them getting smacked around, or choked, getting their mouth spit into. Like, it makes you feel like, you need to do that to your girl.
It's weird. I don't see it like that. It's just like me, I question. I'll be like, okay, so she agreed to this?
Yeah.
Like, why would she put herself in that situation?
Why would she put two dicks in her ass?
Two dicks in your ass.
Like, I don't know it there. Like, that's kind of crazy.
That's not his vision.
Why is she putting cereal in her asshole?
And he's eating it up. Like,
hey, man.
Why is she playing golf for her ass?
That's what I'm saying. Like, why are you...
So, this is more like a, you know, like a... Like a protest, give women rights.
Like, more. It's not more like, it's right. Not even, yeah, that, it's not even that. Like, I feel like it's better. I feel like it's better for your mental health. I feel like NoFap is more of a, like, you know, try. You know how we don't open a lot of parts of our brain and everything like that. We don't really use our whole brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, what if NoFapping, just hear me out. What if NoFapping means you're unlocking channels? Anything,
Say what does fapping mean?
Oh, fapping. Fapping is jacking off. If nobody doesn't know.
Yeah, if you don't know, it's masturbating. Fapping is another way of saying masturbating.
Yeah.
Jacking a hammer.
Mm-hmm. Choking a chicken.
Jacking Jill for down the hill. I don't know how you want to put it.
But anyway, back to what I was saying. What if we're not unlocked? Well, what if us cementing so much cum is really, like, kind of, you know, clouding our vision in our brain and everything like that? So what if us not masturbating is going to channel some stuff in our head, and we're going to be like superhuman abilities or
something
like
that. So
we just
start flying. Just like, fuck it.
I mean, hey, but nobody knows somebody's ever got to that where they're using 100% of their brain to do something.
That was a movie. Lucy.
Yeah, that was
Lucy, wasn't it?
Yeah, that movie was,
yeah, oh,
that was
yeah,
a crazy
yeah, yeah,
fucking
yeah.
movie.
That movie was crazy. That was crazy.
That just... chick went in time. Like, what? She unlocked it. She took that. It was a drug, right? It was a drug or something, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody look up the plot summary for Lucy.
Makes me think of, have you seen that movie? Oh, I think, I want to say it's Liam Neeson, but I feel like it's Bradley Cooper. Oh, Limitless?
Limitless?
Something like that. Yeah, where he takes his, like, pill, and, like, he just has, like, superpowers. But it's, like, something in his brain. It's kind of like Lucy, though.
I feel like
he's just moving fast as shit, and like, you know,
I mean, like, she was like turning invisible, like only
people who took that drug to see her
and shit like that.
All right, so basically, the general premise is that a young woman named Lucy, played by Scarlett Johansson, gets abducted by a gang in Taupe, the fuck, some foreign place, and forced to carry a bag of drugs in her abdomen.
Yikes. Yeah,
I remember seeing that part.
Abdomen. What's your abdomen?
Yeah, like they gave her surgery and like.
Oh, they sewed that shit in there.
They sewed that shit.
I'm thinking they put it up her ass or something.
No.
Did they shove it?
What do you mean, the surgery?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I would think so.
Yeah, they did.
Chill. Oh, that sounds pretty dope. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was on, I forgot. I've seen the movie on places. I just never watched it. I mean, I watched it one time. I remember that one time, but after that.
Crazy. That's crazy. Hey, but I'm telling you, try that no fat. I'm going to try it out. I'm going to see what it's about. I tried it before. You remember, no nut November. It just didn't last long, man. I don't know what it is. It triggers your brain. Start getting real anxious.
I was
like, oh, man.
What if it was just like, well, you're just bored and you don't know what to do?
Yeah, that's kind of what happens sometimes. Like, you just get bored and you're just like, damn, I really don't feel like playing 2K. I really don't feel like playing Fortnite right now. look at some ass real quick.
Yeah.
I'll say your dick is out.
Your abdomen is basically...
It's just
your stomach.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's just me. I don't...
Know the correct terms.
I don't know, you know. I just know it's inside of you.
Hey, man, say, man.
It'd be like that. But. Jeez.
That's crazy. Lucy. I'll have to check that out, definitely.
Did you guys see on Twitter Drake and his kid and his baby mama?
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram first.
You saw it on Instagram first?
Yeah, he posted it.
It's just so crazy, the comments that I've been seeing.
Yeah, no, they like. Crazy. That morning. Movie School Dance. It's Cat Williams. And now getting into it. He was like, who damn white baby is that? That baby is white.
But I'm like, I mean, if anybody's did the Punnett squares in elementary school and everything like that, they clearly told you how genetics work. Drake is half white. His mom is the white one. And honestly, that kid looks just like his mom.
When they posted his mom,
like in the comments of like the Twitter post I seen, I was like, okay, His kid looked just like his mom.
Yeah.
Just like his mom. They don't look nothing like Drake. I mean, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Like, that's how it is, like, from, like, my sister. She looks just like, she doesn't look like my dad, but she looks just like my grandma, his mom.
Yeah. Imagine when Drake, like, gets with a darker skinned chick. Like, what if you just see a dark skinned Drake? Oh, like, somebody with the same.
You remember the album cover?
Oh,
they
man.
Edited it. Oh. Like, edited. When he was a baby, they edited it. Made it look like.
Man. Didn't do it, man.
Yeah.
And his OD.
Good boy Drake. But nah.
I didn't have nothing to say, but like, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know, the baby's really, really light.
That's a really light baby.
Blonde hair and everything.
Blonde hair, blue eyes. Yeah. Like, Hitler would be proud.
Hitler would be really proud.
Yeah. He's like, that's the fuck I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
That's the shit. That's like, hey, example, this nigga right here. I love it.
Damn. Man.
But yeah, like.
Man, if that wasn't Drake Kidd, man, they was going to let that nigga have it.
Oh, well, yeah, most definitely.
So, the genetics, genes.
My thing is, but people are so stupid. If that wasn't his kid, why the fuck would he be posting that kid?
Honestly.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was saying earlier. That you think he got the DNA test?
I mean.
Or he's like.
Because I mean, nobody's heard anything of her putting him up for child support or anything like that. So, usually that's what people get in most cases. But, I mean, Drake probably knew what the fuck he was doing. He knew that was his baby. Cause he probably slipped up and he probably was fucking and slipped up.
He didn't ever deny it, did he?
No, he never denied. He just, I mean, Pusha T exposed that nigga. I mean, he had to.
He put it on. He just took it to the chin. He was like, man, fuck it.
Man, you gotta do what you gotta do, bro.
But wasn't she like some type of like escort?
No, she was a porn star.
I swear to God, she was an escort. No, plus, and then a porn star. I mean,
wasn't it like an OnlyFans type thing?
No. She was doing it for like a company and everything like that. I ain't gonna lie to you. She got that ass.
Wait, wasn't it only? I think it was like an OnlyFans. Hell yeah. Wasn't it like an OnlyFans thing? Like she wasn't.
Swear it's not OnlyFans. Yeah. OnlyFans is a new thing. That she was doing. She was doing it. Amen. Amen. Say man.
Especially with quarantine shit going on, I might start me one.
Hey, just making solos.
Just make
straight two hand stroking. OnlyFans phone in my hand.
Made for that.
No, I mean, like,
is that what they put out?
I swear, I see
people just. It's somebody that has an OnlyFans that you can subscribe for like $2 a month with them just eating.
So that's what I'm saying. Is
like, literally just sitting, like, just sitting there. Like, it's just face, like, cut off, and just see mouth. Just,
I think it's for regular things, but you know how girls is nowadays.
But, like, no, but that's the crazy thing. I don't know if they're not, like, you know, checking anything or everything like that. Or people just putting in fake everything. But there's some little girls on there, bro. Like, it's some lit. Like, you remember that? You remember the thing I sent you on Twitter with that girl? She was like just turned 18, but she's been posting OnlyFans stuff for like 2 years.
Oh yeah.
But niggas subscribed to that. She be in jail right now.
I seen one OnlyFans. It was like, subscribe to my OnlyFans for $35 a month.
Nigga, you, oh my God, I seen somebody with 50.
Man.
Niggas are crazy.
They had like 3 pictures and 5 videos.
I'd be pissed.
What the fuck?
I was like 30.
I'm telling you, them shits better be hours long. I'm telling you.
Hours long. HD quality.
You better be fucking for the whole damn day.
Whole day. HD. I'm talking, I better see some shit I ain't never seen before.
I'm telling you, I better see you like with your head in between your legs. Getting face fucked. I don't know. Something like that. Face fucked.
I want to see your head, just like how you said, your head between your legs, which you be sucking dude's balls while he fucking.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta be having the giraffe nigga something.
I want you to have superpowers.
Like, I literally want her to vlog her whole day.
So what it's do you her. Think about the guys that pay like hundreds of dollars for a hand job though?
It's a special word for them. They're called simps.
Simps.
And I don't have Simpy no boy. Place in my heart for them. Simps.
Hey man, say man. Hey, simps stand up, you digs. Some of these females are worth simping for, man.
Wait, weren't you simping for Tina Trump?
Oh yeah, me definitely. Oh,
that was you?
Jesus
was
Christ, him. Tina Trump, Jesus Christ.
I was only like,
you don't see what she can do? Man. You don't know what that girl, what?
You keep Tina Trump, boy. It's about Dojo Cat, boy.
Dojo Cat, she only like white guys.
But hey, tell me.
Make the sound.
Just paint your skin white. Just throw it there. How you doing?
Well, hello there.
Well, hello there. How are you doing?
Doja Cat. Is that it?
Doja?
The feline?
It's Doja.
Miss Doja.
Yeah, Miss Doja, is that you?
Hello. Out there, can't even get the right skin color in your dick.
Isn't there another rapper that only likes white guys?
There's another one. No, a lot of rappers that don't like white girls.
No, it was Meg Thee Stallion.
I don't like that, man.
Meg
I'm telling you.
Right?
We're capping.
What?
Oh,
yeah. The Jeezy.
That's crazy.
That boy's a goofy. Bro, that boy was hurt.
That boy hurt his head because she was like,
I ain't fucking Jeezy. Goofball ass nigga. I was like, oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, goofball.
I was like, Lord. Well, she ain't had to do bands like that. I'd have been hurt.
Money bag, yo.
Money bag, yo. I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah, she's tall.
Money bag, yo. He ain't got no lip pigment. I ain't never see that nigga lips. That nigga lips. Like, Trippie Red ain't got no lip pigment either. Trippie Red look like that red demon emoji.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I'm dead.
That nigga like Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot.
Trippie Red does have.
He doesn't have any lip
pigment. No lip pigment. That is That's disgusting.
Crazy. That's crazy. That's wild.
You think that makes his lips
nigga.
Look even
I follow his music, though.
That his music, nice. That boy nice with it, that but boy that boy crazy. Ain't got no lip pigment.
He ain't got none.
I think, I don't know, Hollywood, if you can pay for fake teeth, you can pay for lip pigment.
You can't. Is that a real thing?
Just shading my lips.
Just shading and that shade. That shit, people be doing it. Like, it's some white girls that do that. They instead of putting it, they don't want to feel like putting lipstick on all the time, so they get the lipstick, they get the type of lips that they put on tattooed to their lips.
They like get like their lip tattooed of the lipstick.
Their whole lips,
top and bottom. Yep. They'll get a tattoo.
Sounds
like
real painful.
That sounds very painful.
Like red or some shit. Like
I don't know how people get their, like, you know, like you've seen the things where people get their booty holes tattooed. Like not, it's what? Like around it. I'm like, cause like
I was crying
like a baby when I got my triceps tattoo. So I know for a fact if somebody's tattooing my booty hole, it felt like sharp glass, sharp glass going into me.
I was about to say like lip neck. Did they be getting lip tattoos like the inside of your lip?
I don't see people be getting a crazy ass piercing. Like people had forehead piercings. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, I'd be
taking crazy. It a little too far now.
How would you feel if I did get
a penis lip piercing?
Oh, a lip tattoo.
That'd be weird, man.
I mean,
oh, you talking about the ones like people got the OD like, ones like it's like the tribal ones and it goes right there.
I was talking about like just
like inside the lip.
I mean, that's not that. That's a basic tattoo. I know a lot of people.
That's get a white girl tattoo.
What should it be? Though? Like, what could it?
I'll
be?
Put some dumb like, shit.
Free the nipple.
Free the nipple.
Free the nipple.
And I'd be like, free hat.
Free hat.
Free hat from the Minnesota Pam.
Oh man, what the hell?
Some Bill Cosby shit. Some
oh man.
Free Bill. Some banana.
Free Bill. Banana. Oh man. Damn man, I did that nigga back to coronavirus. That nigga Harvey Weinstein got that shit, man.
You're lying,
dude. That boy was already sick, bro. He was sick. He was sick as hell. Dude. That boy looked like he was coughing up dust already, man. Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good.
Oh man.
damn, as soon as this corona shit started popping off, they was like, Rudy Gobert and,
They gonna get to scrapping, bro. I'm trying to tell you. It's gonna, soon, man, it's up. I'm telling you, it's up, bro.
You gotta show them. After all this,
I'm like, for real, dog.
You, my friend, you gotta see,
man. I'm like, man, that shit, bro. He gave me the corona. Like, man, he gave that boy that Rona, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, that this coronavirus is about to be like an STD or something like that, man.
SOD. You gave me the corona?
You gave me the Rona?
You dirty bitch.
I swear to God,
I'm gonna kill you.
I can't believe Kevin Durant had that shit too.
Game, he was him in the hospital bed. I was like, bro,
that real?
That was real. No, that wasn't him, but that was like before. That's when he got his Achilles fixed. I was like, bro, they got that nigga down bad. That Rona got this man in the hospital bed.
That's where he was hanging out with Drake. Literally.
Yeah, Drake said he got
his thought that boy Drake had it. I was like, damn,
that
man.
That nigga Charles Barkley got scared as hell. He's out self-quarantining to myself. I took a test. Nigga ain't even had it. He was scared as hell. He was
But, I mean, that's another big thing about this, man. People are so afraid to get out the house and everything like that because
people,
it is.
People are not, like...
It's like a whole little thing. Like, they have people having anxiety classes because, like... To like get people to get through this stuff like that, man, it's so crazy.
All right, well,
that's enough for episode one. Thank you guys for joining us for the 720 podcast, episode one. Join us here, same time around this time, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
At what time?
Did you say around this time?
Basically. Around this time. Okay.
Amen. Say, man.
Yeah. Well,
whatever time. Whenever you hear this, man.
Hey. First episode down.
You did, man.
All right, it's your boy HBK. I'm going to see y'all later.
This is Jamel.
I'm Pablo.
Peace out. All right, y'all.